all the hits, 107.7 The Beat. Good morning, and on the phone with me is Ani with the Environmental Center in Bend. She's the program manager for the Rethink Waste Project. Welcome back, Ani.
Thanks for having me again.
So today we're talking about how to reduce waste during construction. I had no idea. Is construction waste pretty substantial, and what does it typically consist of?
Yeah, it is. And especially in a place like Bend, Oregon, which is, according to one survey, the third fastest growing city in the nation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people moving here, and therefore there's a lot of construction that's happening. So in 2015, I think it was, the EPA had an estimate that 548 million tons of construction and demolition debris entered landfills or was generated.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that does go into the landfill. In our landfill in Deschutes County, approximately a quarter of the landfill is full. And that's, estimates of that vary. It could be as high as 30 to 35% as well. So what is that stuff? I mean, it's everything that you can think of during any construction project. So concrete, asphalt, steel, wood products, drywall is a big one, brick, anything that you're pulling out that you're not using, that even if it is usable, if you're putting it into the landfill, it's, no one is going in there to take it out.
Right. So yeah. If I wanted to remodel my house or like start a construction project, what are some ways that I could rethink construction waste?
It's tricky, right? Because deconstruction is always the best thing that you can do, but it takes a lot of time. So for contractors or for big projects that commercial companies are working on, it might not be realistic for them to do this, but at a personal level, in my house, I deconstructed a cabinet pantry that was just no longer needed, and I kept all of the materials, and I'm reusing them to do another project in my dining room. So deconstruction is a huge thing, and that just means taking the time to take the pieces out to be able to reuse them in another way if they're still usable. And if you don't need them, you can definitely take them to the Restore is a really awesome resource. We have four of them in the county, one in Redmond, one in Bend, one in Sisters, and one in Lapine. And you can drop off your stuff to get reused or repurposed there. And you can also shop there if you're looking for a small amount of tile or a single 2x4 or something that you don't need a whole bunch of, you can often find it there. Another thing that Restore has is a reclamation service. So for cabinets, they will actually come into your house and professionally remove the cabinets that you don't want anymore and take them to the Restore to resell. And if you aren't familiar, the Restore is a building owned by the Habitat for Humanity. So by supporting them, you're supporting affordable housing building projects in the county.
Wow. I mean, there's so many details to this, and I'm sure that there's a fantastic, you know, resource with you guys at the Environmental Center. If I wanted to learn more, where is a good place to go?
You can go to our website at rethinkwasteproject.org, and under the reuse and reduce tab, there is a construction waste tab, and you can learn a lot about the differences between deconstruction and reclamation and the different materials that you can drop off at places like the Restore.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for all that great information, Ani. I look forward to chatting with you more soon.
Great. Sounds good. Thanks again, Megan.